has Warble this morning.
I do, and I don't know why. I've got everything closed out that I can.
Hope it helps. PBP girl has some warbly in her song, and it works for her. So maybe it'll work.
PBP girl, give me your luck. Happy Friday to you people out there. Yay, it's Friday. It's the weekend. It's time to game.
It's real.
It's time to game. All time to us. But
it's time to see Thor. That's what I'm saying.
Hot.
Yay.
Let's see that.
Yeah, I don't know what you said, Warble Girl.
Hey. Hey.
There you go. There she is.
There I am. I was asking if anybody wanted to take me to the movies this weekend. I want to go drool over Thor, and I'm pretty sure people around here aren't going to want to sit there while I drool over Thor.
I was supposed to be going tonight, but that has been moved to tomorrow. I will be throwing it up, baby, drooling. Got my bib already.
I need to move down next to Corey. Corey, can I come live with you?
Sure, there's room. I got a whole empty room in the front. Just move on in.
Oh, I will. So totally moving in.
Room for a bed, internet connection. It's got cable.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. I'm moving in a Corey.
A PC, a surround sound system.
That's hot. Yeah, I'm totally moving in a Corey now.
Window seat, of course, is my living room. But hey, really, there is nothing in my living room. Anybody who's been here is like, why is this room empty? Yeah, I don't know. Just, I didn't feel like doing anything with it. It's two bookcases in it. Anyway. Now, my den, however, around the corner, different story. That's the place to be. All right.
Yeah, let me see. Actually, No.
That was so warbly, but it was adorable. I understood it, which is amazing. I understood it. I speak warble, apparently. I didn't know. Well, I'm going to... May I, Ginger?
You may. Go.
I want to start off with a little bit of bad news. And it does have a happy ending. Well, it's happy enough for me. Wow. Well, a little Canadian...
I don't want to call him a boy. It's just grr.
Well, he is accidentally confessed. You know, I'm so angry while I'm reading this, I can't even get it out. I can't believe that something like this happened. Well, I can believe that it happened. It's just, wow. I love fate. I love when fate steps in and this kind of stuff happens. Okay, apparently a young man and his uncle were playing on Xbox Live. He ended up confessing to murder. It was a sting operation between the uncle and the police. Excuse me. They said that the uncle was key in helping them extract information from the suspect in a fatal Saskatoon shooting. And this, again, is in Canada, if you're saying I never heard of that place before. According to the testimony that they heard in court just yesterday, they're not naming the teenager because, again, he is a kid. He's on trial for second-degree murder in the death of one Charlotte Jolly, who was 16 years old at the time. She was shot in the morning of September 1st, 2009. Jolly and the accused did not know each other at all. So the two were in two separate groups, and they happened to run across each other in a dark alley, and he fatally shot her following some sort of confrontation between the two groups. The court, at present, has heard the prosecution witnesses outline how the young man came to have a rifle that night. It was taken from a stolen car on Thursday.
Nice.
Yeah. On Thursday, the court also heard how the police recruited the youth's uncle in an effort to link the boy to the shooting. So according to the testimony from the uncle, the man agreed to secretly record his nephew for the police in exchange for help that the police agreed to drop an outstanding drinking and driving charge against him. To record the suspect, of course, the police rigged an Xbox game in the uncle's house with a hidden microphone. Then during a Midnight to Dawn session with two of them playing Guitar Hero, the youth was recorded giving an account of the shooting. Police then arrested and charged the youth with second-degree murder. And his lawyer, of course, who's Morris Bodnar, said that his client will admit to causing Jolly's death, but intent will figure into the defense case.
That is such crap. And I want to say, oh, my God, I cannot believe this happened, but I can. And it sounds like the boy, and I'm going to go with boy, the boy's family life was probably pretty crappy, that he would be in on something like this. It sounds like he was involved in some kind of gang. So I'm going to say he probably came from a very, very, very not nice home. That the uncle would do this. In exchange for something. Goes to show that he has no moral character whatsoever.
He should have just agreed to do it.
Exactly. But instead, he'd only do it if he profited from it. And so, yeah, I'm going to say that this boy was raised in a very broken home with a very broken family, and there's a very good reason why he's broken. I'm not saying he shouldn't be punished for what he did, because, oh, my God, he should. You should never, ever take a human life. But, well, all right, let me rephrase this. You should never take a human life in that way. And, no, that's just, ugh.
Okay, I want to know if the uncle knew about it all along. Can he be, well, I don't know if this is in the U.S., he'd be indicted as an accessory if he knew about it before. I think the article is saying that they came to him, but if it turns out that they didn't, I'm sorry, he needs to go down too.
Yeah, exactly, because that's, I wouldn't say accessory, but that is definitely hiding the fact of it, you know?
Well, let's move along. Because I'm very angry. And the little girl was so beautiful. I have a picture of her up if you want to check it out. It's at cbc.ca. Gorgeous young lady. What did you say, Jen?
I'm going to say she's probably not better off in the family life. I bet she came from the same way. If she was in the one of the two groups that ran into each other, I'm going to assume she was probably in the same kind of gang violence. And, I mean, it doesn't negate what he did, but...
Yeah, she's 16. Just a baby. I don't know how old he is, they're not saying, but he's a teen, and since they're not releasing his name, he's probably under 18, I'm going to venture to say. And I'm also disturbed the lack of mention of parents and the reports we've seen. There's one on Game Politics, of course, and on the Canadian news stations, but there's no mention of parents. Where does he have any? You know, where were they when he was up playing Guitar Hero even confessing to murder?
Like I said, it sounds like he came from a very broken home, from a very broken family. He probably did not have, he had somebody that was parents. I mean, hell, somebody spawned him, but I'm going to say the actual act of parenting, I don't think he had.
I always say that's no excuse. I didn't come from the greatest background either, but no.
No, it's no excuse.
Some people out there are just a little mentally deficient. They could be rich. Menendez brothers, anybody? Anyway, let's move along before we get more upset. Sorry, guys, we had to give you that this Friday. You know how lucky you are to still be around the game.
Exactly. And if you've got a kid, go parent them, for God's sake. Okay. Better news. Yeah, here we go. Ubisoft unsheathes Assassin's Creed Revelations. Final chapter in the Ezio trilogy arrives in November. Today, Ubisoft announced the development of Assassin's Creed Revelations, the fourth installment in the critically acclaimed and immensely popular video game franchise, developed and led by Ubisoft Montreal, with the support and expertise of Ubisoft Studios, NSC Massive Entertainment Quebec, Singapore, and Bucharest. Assassin's Creed Revelations presents the most immersive experience available in the series to date and the culmination of Ezio's adventures. The game is set to release on the Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3, and also on Windows PC this November. And I'm going to cough. Oh my gosh, allergies killing me.
Oh, poor baby.
I know, right? Initially launched in 2007, the first three Assassin's Creed games has sold more than 28 million units worldwide, and the franchise is now established as one of the best-selling series on next-generation consoles. Recognized for having some of the richest, most engrossing storytelling in the industry, Assassin's Creed has transcended video games, branching out into their entertainment experiences as comic books, Facebook, novels, short films, and more. In Assassin's Creed Revelations, Master Assassin Ezio Auditor, I may be saying the name wrong, I'm sorry, walks in the footsteps of his legendary mentor, Altair, on a journey of discovery and revelation. It is a perilous path, one that will take Ezio to Constantinople, the heart of the Ottoman Empire, where a growing army of Templars threatens to destabilize the region. In addition to Izio's award-winning story, the acclaimed online multiplayer experience returns refined and expanded with more modes, more maps, and more characters that allow players to test their assassin skills against others from around the world. The latest chapter in the Assassin's Creed saga also includes revolutionary gameplay, allowing players to manipulate the construct of Desmond's memories and the Animus to decipher the mysteries of his past and gain insight into the future. Alexandre Amanasio, creative director of Ubisoft Montreal, says, delivering the final chapter of the Ezio trilogy is an important milestone in the Assassin's Creed franchise for us and for our fans. Assassin's Creed Revelations includes lots of new features and some significant surprises. We can't wait to show our fans what we have in store at E3 this year. So if you're going to E3, it looks like you're going to get a preview.
Yeah. Are you done? Did she just start singing? Does that punctuate the ginger story?
I guess so, girl. The show's over.
You're going to be all right. She's a little loopy from the Benadryl.
Fix my butt.
Well, Sony has finally done what I was pushing them to do yesterday. They got up. Yay, Sony. Yay for you. I'll give you some applause. I'll give you a little bit of applause for that. Yay, Sony. Well, it's, yeah. It's hard to get up, I got to tell you. Somebody has knocked you the hell out. Not that kind of get up, girl. Somebody has knocked you the hell out. It is hard to get up, I'm telling you. The first post from Sony in as many days is up from the Senior Director of Corporate Communications and Social Media, Patrick Siebold, and also it's a post from Howard Stinger, or rather an open letter from him. They're saying basically, let me tell you what Patrick has said. He said, today our global network and security teams at Sony Network Entertainment and Sony Computer Entertainment began the final stages of internal testing of the new system, which is an important step towards restoring PlayStation Network and Curiosity services. As previously mentioned, we've been working around the clock to rebuild the network and enhance protections of your personal data. It's our top priority to ensure your data is safe when you begin using the services again. And while we understand that many of you are eager to again enjoy the PlayStation Network and Curiosity entertainment services that you love, we wanted you to be aware of this milestone in our progress, and we'll provide additional updates as soon as we can. Next up, of course, is a post on their website about their plan to offer a 12-month subscription to all Clear ID Plus for free to all PSN users. Sony Computer Entertainment and Sony Network Entertainment International have made arrangements with Debix to offer all Clear ID Plus at no cost to PlayStation Network and Curiosity account holders for 12 months. Sony also says that it'll be sending out activation emails for these programs over the next few days, and you'll have until June the 18th to sign up and redeem your free code. There's also step-by-step instructions included for the program. Again, this will be emailed to all U.S. PSN and Curiosity account holders soon. And finally, Howard Stinger, who is the chairman and chief executive officer and president of Sony Corporation, issued an open letter to the community. He acknowledged the frustration that we all must be feeling, and he insisted there's no evidence that any personal or credit card information was misused. We have posted, or should be available by now, a copy of that letter up on our website as well. You can go and read what he has to say and be nice.
Be very nice.
While some of you are like, get my stuff back up, I'd rather them take the time to do it right this time as opposed to rushing. So don't be in such a rush. Play your games offline, as we were saying during the show last night. You'll be fine playing offline. You will not die. Some of us, the generation before you, grew up with no Xbox Live and no PlayStation Network. We were not able to play together unless we were in an arcade. So you'll live. We survived before it. You'll survive now. You'll be okay. Calm down. Go check it out.
If they can't survive, go install Second Life and come play with us.
I don't know if we want them. If they can't survive, they won't make it in Second Life.
Oh, that's true.
Now, I am loving the comments. It seems to be calming down. If you go over and look at the PlayStation blog, a lot of people are saying that's nice. One of the people has posted, said, thank you, kind sir. Let's not make the same mistakes again, shall we? Somebody saying, this is a girl, actually. I'm not surprised that the girl is saying something nice, actually. You guys are the ones usually that are trolls. But She says, it's all good, Sony. Got tons of single-player trophies waiting to be synced. So she's been playing offline. See, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. Great. Nice to know PS3. PS is going to be stronger than ever. See, now those are real fans. Another one, Grim Reaper 4383. At least they're doing the right thing to protect us. So, yes.
Exactly.
And, of course, you almost got one saying, are you serious?
I can't say much. You know, I can say, oh, be nice, be nice, be nice. But, dude, you take my game away, and I'm not going to be nice. So,
well, it's in this instance, it's necessary. It's not something that they didn't have to do. They had to. So I'm very happy that they're trying to do it right. They should have done it right the first time, but like I said, we're not going to point fingers, get it fixed, and
everybody
come on back.
Everybody makes mistakes, some bigger than others.
Yeah, get it fixed and come on back.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what you got. As a matter of fact, I'm over liking the Sony Facebook page. So you all go show them people some love.
I will directly after this.
Now.
Now. Going now. All right. L.A. Noire. You've heard of that little game, right?
Oh, I can't wait for that little game.
The L.A.
Sell
Times
some animals that game. I'm going to sell some animals. Something.
Something. The L.A. Times and Rockstar Games present the 1947 edition Los Angeles Crime Map. In the creation of L.A. Noire, Team Bondi exhaustively researched the Los Angeles newspapers of the day, including archives of every single daily L.A. Times from January 1st through December 31st, 1947. The team pored over countless true crime reports in those papers, finding kernels of inspiration along the way that led to all the fictionalized cases you'll work in the game as a detective, as Detective Cole Phelps, including the Red Lipstick Murder, A Marriage Made in Heaven, and A Marriage Made in Heaven, as recently detailed. Today, in the partnership with LA Times and their archives group, and inspired by LA Times' own acclaimed Crime Map project, we present LA Noire 1947 Edition Crime Map. Some of those other cases from that landmark year of Los Angeles crime that were researched, ranging from the fascinating to the frightening, including true tales of 72-year-old oil man E.J. Miley, who picked up three hitchhiking youths as he left on a drive from L.A. up to Fresno. The trio were petty thugs and who thought they had an easy mark on their hands. A pair of weightlifting rivals in Pacific Palisades, who agreed to head to the gym to settle the question of superiority, but it winds up being far from a fair liftoff. A horrible account of a young, disturbed, returning veteran who, with no warning or apparent cause, murdered his bride and himself at his in-law's house one evening.
Oof.
Oh, PTSD is not good, people. Acrobat burglars who broke into a market by ripping off a skylight, chopped a hole in the ceiling, and slid down a pole to make off with $2,500 in cash. Yes, that was a lot back then. Along with several hundred pounds of meat, but not before stopping to apparently chug several quarts of milk.
Yes, the milk sounds about right. And people are like, why milk? If you don't know your history, go look it up. You'll see why people, they stop to chug the milk. You can just get it in the store, people.
Plus a bunch more. Read the original clippings of these stories as they appeared in the LA Times that year and see exactly where they happened in Los Angeles with the 1947 edition crime map at latimes.com/LA Noire.
I am so looking forward to that game. They're inspiring me to write something about Rockstar, and I'm big, big fans. And no, they've never given us a copy, but I still remain a fan.
They should.
We'll work on them, but I'm so just beyond amazed at the work that they do. And that's why they're in the Tribeca Film Festival. That's why they're the first ones, and I'm not surprised that they were first ever game to appear there. Did a lot of research in history. I love those games when they do them. They study culture, just amazing people over at Rockstar. Anyway, enough gushing about the Rockstar people. I want to sit in their laps and kiss them. Okay, so anyway, more PS and Ocalypse interesting news.
More.
The one I read before was the most recent one, but there was also a rumor that there was a third attack planned against a third cyber attack. This is from over at GamesIndustry.biz. There are online reports that are suggesting that a group of hackers were planning a third wave of attacks on Sony this coming weekend, apparently as a retaliation for Sony's handling of the original security breach. If that's true, that is dumb. for whoever is planning to do it. According to CNET and a discussion on the IRC channels, it suggests that hackers already have access to some Sony servers. It is claimed that they plan to publicize all or some of the information they copy from Sony's servers, potentially including customer names, addresses, and credit card numbers. CNET is suggesting that the third attack will be the same group of hackers that was able to infiltrate the PSN servers in the first place, but does not speculate on whether they are associated with the Anonymous Collective, as suggested by Sony. Also in related news, Purdue University security expert Dr. Gene Spafford has claimed in a report to the U.S. Congress House Energy and Congress Subcommittee that many companies and organizations that store large amounts of data routinely run outdated operating systems without sufficient protection, which is bad. Although Spafford referred to the PlayStation Network incident, he admitted that he had no firsthand knowledge of Sony security precautions, but he did offer this general summary of industry attitudes. He says, "My personal conclusion from the reviews of reports in the press and discussions at professional meetings is that operators of these systems continue to run outmoded, flawed software, fail to follow some basic good practices of security and privacy, and often have insufficient training or support." Online reports, of course, claim that Sony was running an outdated version of the Apache server software without a firewall when it was originally attacked, although this is still yet to be substantiated.
I wouldn't think they'd be that stupid.
Well, Sony apparently was. Well, maybe. Comments, again, interesting, and this is my sentiments exactly. When will you imbeciles, idiots, and I could come up with some worse names, but it's daytime. You're not hurting Sony. You're hurting us when you reveal our information. And I'm telling you, when these hackers that are actually gamers figure out who you are, oh, there will be no place you can hide. This is dumb. Why would you, you're thinking you're taking money away from them that we've spent money to on our consoles. We don't want it to, you know, the company to shut down. We don't get to play our games. Just ridiculous.
To top that off, when we do find out who they are, and I'm sure they're thinking, oh, we'll get a slap on the hand like GeoHot. No. Because not only will these game companies be suing you, and not only will you get whatever it happens with the government, mm-hmm. I would not be surprised if gamers themselves start individually suing you.
I know I'm going to be on a class action suit if they find out who it is. I'm telling
exactly.
you now. I will make
exactly.
a point to sign up for one, because that's
mm-hmm.
ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
You're not hurting Sony in the street. I mean, you are in one sense, but in the strictest sense, you're not. You're causing me problems. And I don't even...
Exactly.
I don't play my
game. How many millions of people's stuff was stolen? Yeah, you're going to have that many people that are signing up on a class action lawsuit. I don't care if they only get $1 each from you, or hell, a penny each from you. They're still going to bend you over and use you like you don't even want to be used. All right, I know it's daytime, my bad. But seriously.
It was okay. It was appropriate in this instance. I'm mad because I'm scared to stream my movies to my PlayStation, and that y'all know that's my cave in the back. That's where I go. I mean, I play the games, but I'm back there chilling, watching my movies. I got the laptop. I'm, you know, chasing Ginger around in Second Life, that type of stuff. And I can't go back there.
Girl, run. Run, Ginger, run.
It ain't going to help you. Anyway.
No, it's not. No.
It ain't going to help you. It's too late for you. See, your voice is going, and mine will only go this loud. And in this particular octave range, I can't, you know, I have no voice inflection today. I sound so dead, but I feel great.
I'm working on it. I just took some more allergy medication, so hopefully that will help. Or I'll just, start bouncing off the walls. One of the two.
Woo-hoo! So what do you got?
Oh, it is my turn. Mm-hmm. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Game Shock TV. That's what I got.
Mm.
Put down my Sun Chips because I was told. Game Shock TV is a new monthly show dedicated to the world of console gaming, produced and broadcast in partnership with the Poker Channel and aired on Poker Channel Europe in over 25 million TV homes in 30 countries throughout Europe, including Sky 166 in the UK.
Get 'em.
I'm getting 'em. Mm-hmm. Although less reactive than internet sites can be, television does reach many gamers who would otherwise not seek out to trawl through news online. A recent poll identified 38% of viewers relied heavily on television to shake their gaming purchases. You know what? Stop relying on TV. Rely on us. We'll tell you.
Our part-
Damn straight.
Our partnership with the Poker Channel is a great platform for the show, not only because it reach because of its reach, but also the similarity of interest, with half of the Poker Channel's audience purchasing at least 10 games per year. The show itself is essentially a roundup of a month's gaming action, with publisher interviews, event reports, features, competitions, and previews thrown in for good measure. But mainly, we wanted to approach the subject in a slightly different way, by taking gaming itself seriously without actually being all that serious in the show itself. Gamers are an intelligent and generally mature bunch, although Xbox Live mods may disagree. So rather, yeah, it's not just mods. So rather than attempt to focus it towards a particular group, which just ends up being a bit cringeworthy, we wanted to produce a show that we would enjoy watching ourselves, because, you know, we're selfish that way, the writer goes on to say. I like this writer. It reminds me of myself. We're very lucky to have Empire Magazine's very own Chris Hewitt at the helm to lend a touch of class and some impeccable comic timing. Former reader of PC Zone may also spot self-appointed industry legend Steve Hill, who is involved both on and off screen. So revealed, I'm back on the Xbox.
really, people?
Our aim with GameStop TV was to make something that wouldn't feel exclusive or clicky, but to be a bit of fun that anyone with an interest in gaming could enjoy. We have fun making it, and we hope that's what comes across most. All right, so there are scheduled airings, more to be confirmed, which I have posted all up on our website, GameMatrix.com. You should totally head over there and check that out and stalk me. Stalk me. Ginger. Yeah, me.
You know, be careful what you wish for. That's all I got to say to you.
Stalk me, send me cake.
Mm-hmm. I'm done with cake. I had too much. All right. You people out there, Pocket Ninja fans, and for some reason you all come over to the site to read about Pocket Ninja. I don't know why. You love it, I guess. Huh? Is that what it is? Well.
I recommend for the fluffy cakes.
Well, Pocket Ninja is preparing for Chapter 2, Revenge of the Azen. If you're not familiar with Pocket Ninja, it's a browser-based brawler that's supposed to be, like, amazing. But we have not gotten a chance to play it yet. We have a lot to do here. But the first update is due out this May, this month, yeah. So Indie Games has announced the first major update, and what it will be adding is some new characters, outfits, pets, and a host of new features to the game. There's some, well, I guess I can share with you some of these new characters. There's Jiraiya. Is that an Indie in your pocket?
Is that just a ninja? Sorry, derailed.
Oh, no more Benadryl for Ginger. Okay, so one of the new characters is called Jiraiya, a.k.a. Toad Sage. She's a celebrated Sannin from the Naruto series, and Yunahana Retsu, captain of the Fourth Dimension from the Bleach series. Both have experienced pocket-sized transformation for Pocket Ninja's Chapter 2 update, and both will be a welcome addition to the world of Pocket Ninja, each possessing an impressive past from their respective anime series. I was never into the anime. I'm sorry, some of you out there. Never got into it except for Blood the Last Vampire. That would be one anime movie I make an exception for. So if you are interested in checking out Pocky Ninja, you can go over to their Facebook page, /Pocky-Ninja, and it's P-O-C-K-I-E. I keep having to tell you, it is Pocky. I'm saying it right. And they also have a Twitter page, Pocky Ninja. Yay! And you can, of course, visit their website. In Games Limited is the one who made the game. Game321.com is their website. Go over and check it out. I did see some footage, because we do have some up on our little Game of Matrix channel. It does look amazing, but I have not had a chance to play it.
Awesome. All right, which one am I going to go with next? Whee! I'd just like to say, Plants vs. Zombies launched for Nintendo DS and Nintendo DS iWare in Europe and Australia. Widely anticipated adaptation features multiplayer action, 4 exclusives, mini-games, and 14 new achievements. PopCap Games, the worldwide leader in casual video games, today announced the widely anticipated release of Plants vs. Zombies for the Nintendo DS and Nintendo DSiWare in Europe and Australia. Expertly adapted in the PopCap tradition, the game features all of the engaging gameplay included in the PC edition adventure, survival, and puzzle modes, while adding multiplayer action plus 4 all-new exclusive mini-games and 14 achievements. So what are you saying? Only the Australians and the Euro freaks get to play the new mini game? Come on.
No, ma'am.
Yes, Superman, don't cut me. The Nintendo DSiWare version of Plants vs. Zombies contains adventure mode gameplay, all four of the new minigames from the Nintendo DS adaptation, and one Nintendo DSiWare exclusive minigame, Zombie Trap. Plants vs. Zombies is already a fan favorite on PC, iPhone, iPad, and Xbox with the latest incarnation. We're bringing something special to Nintendo DS enthusiasts that'll keep players equally enthralled. This is coming from Ed Allard, head of the worldwide studios at PopCap. Four modes of dual screen play, multiplayer action for all new minigames, and 14 achievements offer a great combination of original gameplay and unique features that makes the backyard battle for brains fresh and fun. I like that.
Battle for brains?
Nom. Plants versus...
I'm worried about you, Ginger. I'm really, really worried about you.
Girl, got to drive to town a little bit. Plants vs. Zombies for the Nintendo DS has been tuned specifically for dual-screen gameplay and features multiplayer action via an ad hoc wireless network in the game's versus mode, where players can go head-to-head against one another as sunflowers or zombies. Along with this and all three modes of original content, the game introduces nonstop action with four all-new and exclusive mini-games such as Air Raid, Home Run Derby, Heat Wave, and Bomb All Together, where players will blast zombies into the hereafter. That sounds like fun. I want to play this. I need a DS3. Mm-hmm.
Do we need to cut them?
I think so. Nintendo? Am I warbly again or something?
No.
No.
Nintendo,
I love you. You love me. You love us. Send me a Nintendo DS3, please.
Run. She's crazy.
I am. Girl, and I can feel it, too. That medicine's kicking in, and I'm like, woo!
I'm done. You all have a happy weekend. We're just going to go ahead and shut down the show a little early.
No.
Wow. She is, my poor Ginger. Well, did you know there was going to be a Troy MMO?
No, I didn't know that.
Well, you all will be happy to know Troy Online has scheduled their beta test information has been released. Troy, which is the next free MMORPG. Coming from ALT1 Games here in the USA, has released a schedule and available features for their closed and open beta tests. ALT1 Games USA, the American arm of the Korean gaming company, ALT1 has released two games in 2011, but is focusing primarily on Troy. They released more information regarding their upcoming tests. I love how they keep making us repeat over and over. They're saying the first closed beta test will begin on May the 13th at 11 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time and last for 5 days. ALT1 Games USA will also be testing some game controls. They'll be testing the latency, localization, and gameplay. Available features in the game will include equipment modifications such as level and power upgrades, socketable items, and armor combinations, a host of PvP battles. You paying attention, Ginger?
Mm-hmm. I love me some PvP.
Yes, a host of PvP battles will be available, separated objective and level. Troy will also allow for parties, including an instant dungeon group feature and guilds with different authority levels. Ooh, I like that.
Authority level.
Yes. Hush you. During the open beta test, Troy will also have open general bug and support forums to promote community discussions. Troy mods will also be active throughout the test in-game and on the forums, looking to respond to users' comments and suggestions. Alt 1, because I keep saying ALT, Games USA will end the Troy closed beta test on the 18th of May at 2 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. The Troy team will take some time to discuss and work on users' comments before opening Troy again for their open beta test. For more information, of course, you can visit troy.altgames.com, and I won't give you the rest of the information because you're not supposed to have that. Okay, so I don't know if I'm interested in this one or not. Let me look at some of their artwork that they gave us. Oh my. This is a free-to-play?
Mm-hmm.
Holy crap. Oh, I got to get me some of that. Have you seen these?
No, I haven't. I'll have to go over there and check them out.
Oh, my God. This cannot be gameplay. That's just art. They're lying. Oh, it's beautiful. People are like, what? What? Where? It's up on the site. It'll be there. Go look. These are amazing. I cannot believe this is a free-to-play. You all know sometimes free-to-play games are not that great looking. Am I right, Jen?
True story. Some of them are not very good looking, and then some of them are just epic, and it's like, wow, how is this free-to-play?
Why is it free-to-play? Did you not know you could charge for this? Because I pay.
I played a couple of games that are like that, and people, just gorgeous. And then some of the free-to-plays, I get in it, and it's just like, no, are you kidding me? What? No.
Hell, some of the games you pay to play, you're like, what?
True story. I'm like, nah, you're going to have to pay me to deal with this because my eyes want bleach poured into them right now. They're begging for it.
This is absolutely beautiful if it's from the game. It's gorgeous. And I'm not a graphics type person. I'm usually more into the gameplay, but it's gorgeous. I don't know if our voices are going to last the duration of this show. It's gotten lower.
I'm working on it. I'm trying. Seriously trying.
I sound like I should be saying $5.99 for the first minute, 20 cents a minute thereafter. That's what I sound like I should be saying. Right?
Yeah, something like that.
Ginger, what are you doing? You're being bad, aren't you?
No. Well, no.
We mean well. No.
I was fine with Skype there for a second.
All right. Next, ma'am. It's your turn.
Next, it's my turn. Open day for aspiring game makers hits Birmingham.
Yay.
Celebrate. Yay! It's Gamers Camp. Celebrate the emergence of summer by starting your path to an exciting career in games at the Gamer Camp Pro Open Day in Birmingham on Saturday, the 21st of May, 2011. The free open day provides a taster of Birmingham City University's industry-endorsed finishing school for game makers, Gamer Camp Pro, which provides an MA, MSc in video games development and runs for 12 months from September 2011. Aspiring programmers and game artists who'd like to attend the Gamer Camp Pro Open Day can do so by registering via, there's a long link, but you know what? I put it up on the website, gamernatrix.com. Go check it out. I'm not going to read this. It's really long.
Finally, it's open.
Says Birmingham City University's Oliver Williams, who helped create the program, finding a career in the games industry isn't easy. The Gamer Camp has been created to provide talented game makers with the skills and, crucially, the experience they need to get started in the game industry. The open day provides a free taster session to give those interested in the training courses an idea of what Gamer Camp Pro is all about. The course is endorsed by the likes of Sony, Codemasters, Rare and Blitz Game Studios, and led by Guy Wilde, a former studio manager of the Colin McRae Rally Games. The open day will also provide a chance for potential students to quiz the mentors about Gamer Camp Pro, which runs over 12 months at NCI Birmingham's City Center Studios from September 2011. Students work full-time in teams towards producing a PlayStation 3 game for the PlayStation Network. I'm wondering how that's going to work with the... Yeah.
Well, all right. They'll get it back up.
All right, well, there's more information about the types of games and programs that they offer. If you want to head over to gamingmatrix.com, you can read all that fun stuff. And you can get the link that I wouldn't read earlier because, oh, my God, it's long.
No, bad Ginger, bad. Okay. More beta testing. Legend of Galicia? Wow. There's tons of beta testing going on and free MMOs. I like it because we're all broke, as we all know. Legend of Galicia, of course, is scheduled for closed beta. They're saying after months of intensive internal testing, Legend of Galicia is now ready for closed beta. The closed beta is scheduled to start May 16th. That may clash with your Troy one, but I will have you know the Troy client is very small. I just downloaded while I'm talking. And did anybody notice? Did you notice? Did I sound weird?
Mm-mm.
Well, fantastic. That's good client right there. That's good client, people. Well, it also helps that I have a gaming PC, but still, good client. Very good client. Look, let me not speak too soon because, you know, I haven't actually started the patcher. Anyway, Legend of Galazia, of course, is a 2D MMORPG developed by FunYours, and they're from Taiwan, and it's one of the longest-running RPG servers in Taiwan with over 8 episodes. They do theirs in episodes. They don't have, you know, releases. Well, no, NCSoft City of Heroes is released in episodes, but that's because it's comic book-based. Of course, Legend of Galazia is also known as Adventure Generation Online in Taiwan, and I'm not even going to attempt to read this name. the name is, Japan is a cute 2D style MMORPG with unique features. They're saying never before seen in another MMORPG of similar style. Am I warbly yet?
No, you sound good.
Wow. That's a good client. That's a really good client. Alt one? Nice. I just wanted to see if I was going to be warbly. I'm impressed. Some other features that they're mentioning is a multi-class system, class combination, unique character customization, massive, Ginger, are you paying attention? A massive PvP.
Oh, I love me some PvP. I'm so not about the characters.
They also have a guild house system, interactive emotes. That sounds nice. Sounds like some smooching and hugging going on. And, of course, it's low system requirement. They're saying it can be played smoothly on a netbook. Amazing. Wow. You'll be able to participate in the closed beta again on May 16th with an announcement of the closed beta. Silly Game is also revamped the teaser site and released the soundtrack for download, which we'll probably go grab because, you know, we love us some soundtracks. You can go over and check out their official website at log.playon9.com. And, of course, they have a Facebook fan page, which we will post up for you to go over and take a look at. Awesome. Ginger, are you impressed?
I am. I'm coughing my head off. Yeah. I need to. All right. I guess it's my go. I got another story open. All right. Open Saint social gaming update for iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch game Neon Mania free light version release. Premier Polish game developer Vivid Games is once again illuminating the App Store with version 1.2 update. Immensely successful, steady hand game and Neon Mania on iPhone.
Warble.
That's the warbling.
Yep. Nope, there you go.
Nope, there I go. All right, awesome. Time Warner, I hate you. Neon Mania requires players to carefully and accurately trace shapes and symbols on the touchscreen, lighting up the neon sign, score points. Open Saint social gaming features allow players to share achievements and high scores awarded through the game's massive 551 levels with other iOS and Neon Mania games.
Wow. Oh, you know
really, what? 551 levels? Yes.
Guess what?
Time for a break?
It is time for a break.
Yay!
I'm going to have to interrupt you. You need to wait to hear the rest of the story that Ginger's sharing. I think it's nap time. It's one of those weeks where you're like, oh, God, I'm glad it's over. But some of you out there have Mother's Day to contend with. So happy Mother's Day to all the mommy gamers.
Yes.
And
Mother's Day. Yes. Mom, if you're listening, I hope my card gets due in time. It may not. I was a little bit slow. Yeah, okay.
Oh, that's sweet.
Ginger was a little bit slacking, got it out a couple of days ago. Maybe it'll get there.
I'm not sending a card, but I do have to go visit my grandmama. Sorry, I'm coming, Grandma. I'll be there Sunday.
Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you.
From your big round bottom to the top of your boat. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love
with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love
with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you. I'm so glad you're here, Troy. I don't know about the rest of you.
Saw you eating those dots in that maze. I knew you were no ordinary yellow circle.
Baby, I'm in love with you.
Mean, colorful ghosts will try to stop you, but you just keep on eating those dots because you will always be Miss Pac-Man, and that is why I love you. Oh no.
Pac-Man, baby, I'm in love with you.
Miss Pac-Man,
baby, I'm in love with you. Miss Pac-Man, baby, I'ma love you so. From your big round bottom to the top of your boat.
What did you say, Warbly Girl?
Somebody? Somebody last night gave me a Leroy Jenkins.
They gave you a Leroy Jenkins?
Leroy Jenkins gesture. In a second.
Oh, you gotta pass that to me.
I will totally pass that to you.
Dude, gotta have it.
Old game, my favorite person ever.
I tell you, somebody gave me one of my favorite games, Metal Gear Solid, a gesture, and I'm trying to get it out of Second Life to my cell phone. If anybody out there is experienced with this, please help me. I want it to be my ringtone whenever I get a text. I love that sound. Question mark over the head. All right, continue, ma'am, with your story. So sorry to have to interrupt you.
Oh, no, that's fine. All right, so where was I? I guess I'll start back at the beginning. Premier Polish game developer Vivid Games is once again illuminating the App Store. All right, so they're giving us a new game. 1.2 hours, but the mystery is like that.
Ooh, no. That's, wait a minute. Brief.
Am I warbly, or was I just going too fast?
You were warbly.
I was warbly. All right.
And you were fast.
I've got enough Sudafed in me that, yeah, I'm going to be climbing the walls in a little bit.
Oh, no. Poor baby.
Mm-hmm. Neon Mania requires players to carefully and accurately trace shapes and symbols on the touch screen, lighting up the neon signs to score points. Open Fate's social gaming features allow players to share achievements and high scores awarded through the game's massive 551 levels with other iOS and Neon Mania gamers. Free. 15 new achievements have been added to give players more to discover through the social gaming network, and Neon Mania now supports multitasking in case players want to put their electric finger painting on hold while using their iOS device. Designer Bartosz Beniki explains, going social with Neon Mania enhances existing players' experiences considerably. But we also wanted to bring newcomers into the growing Neon Mania Radiance, which is why this update is accompanied by the release of a free light version, or light version as we've been calling around at the office. play on the light word. Haha, funny. Alongside Neon Mania's Open Fate integration and the release of Neon Mania Free, version 1.2 also delivers a host of gameplay tweaks, an updated tutorial, new graphics, and a Neon Gallery showcase of your specific accomplishments. For the day, already been celebrating Memorial Day, May 30th, with 15 free themed lights. And the App Store really light up as the summer holiday season begins. Neon Mania is a universal iOS application and launched on the iTunes App Store in April 2011. iPad, iPod Touch, and Mac. Yay! And I did add some, on our hs.com, so head over there and check that out. And new one.
Yeah, you are all kind of horrible. This is bad. Are you still there, Ginger? Did we lose you?
I'm back. Yay, I'm back. Yeah, my Skype was doing this whole little weird thing there for a second.
Yeah, maybe that explains the horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to assume you're done.
I'm done. Story up on GameNation.com.
I understood that. She said, see it on GameNation.com. She's done. All right. Well, I think we were talking about this last night, but I'm going to share with you National Endowment for Arts. Were you just saying that? Because I have no idea, Warbly Girl.
No, I wasn't.
Well, NEA has announced a new grant opportunity for video game projects. The National Endowment for the Arts, a U.S. government agency that offers funding for art projects and exhibitions, is now offering grants across a variety of video game-related projects. The Arts on Radio and Television category has now been replaced by Arts in the Media. That should be us. Which expands the parameters to include mobile technology, digital games, and other gaming platforms. The category now supports all available media platforms, all interactive and mobile technologies, digital games, and arts content that is delivered via satellite, along with the original radio and television guidelines. It also states rather vaguely that the media projects that can be considered works of art are also included in the grant guidelines. NEA grants are available to help fund development, production, and distribution of innovative media projects that generally range from $10,000 to $200,000. Mm-hmm.
Based on the complexity of the submission. The deadline for handing in your application for the grant is going to be September the 1st, 2011, this year. And applications can be made before that time at the NEA site. And let me get you a link here because I'm actually grabbing this from a couple of different sites. You could go over to NEA.gov, okay? And you're going to click the grants link to the right under About Us, and then apply for grants. See how I helped you.
She helped us.
There's also other couple of categories that I want to mention. There's also the Learning Arts for Children, which is actually due in 2 months, if you want to grab that one. There's Access, of course, to Artistic Excellence, which is due in 2010. So there's a bunch of grants here that have to do with gaming you can pick up. Ginger, we're signing up.
Yes. Totally sign up.
They're going to be like, no. You want to do what? No, that's okay.
Come on. All our ideas are epic, I promise.
The man just wants to hold us down. I'm going to keep the rest of that comment to myself.
Hey, here. My story. Ninja Pirates. Ninja Pirates
is not letting you speak.
Oh, come on. This is funny.
Okay, try again. Go.
Okay. Are we there? Am I here?
Yeah, you're
here. Ninja Pirate, Naked Ninja Pirate, the choice is yours.
you paused and you went to the warble. See? You should have kept it going.
The warble. All right, THQ and Volition are proud to announce today that Saints Row Initiation Station, where players can create, share, and download the most outlandish video game characters ever seen, and then upload them as playable characters in the upcoming Saints Row the Third, scheduled for release this holiday.
Yeah, which holiday? They still won't tell us.
All right. Your favorite train celebrity to reality TV star, take aim as your favorite prima donna.
Oh, girl, give it up. No.
Little lady, you gave me your number. I'm calling you after this. I'm going to chew you up with my...
I heard that part.
All right, I'm back. I think I'm back.
All right, give it a go.
Play as your favorite train wreck celebrity turned reality TV star. Take aim as your least favorite overpaid prima donna professional athlete or don't take as your newest superhero villain.
Oh,
And this is an epic story too. I'm laughing. This is hilarious.
It don't want you to do it.
GLaDOS, aren't they?
GLaDOS has taken over Gamer Girls Radio, guys.
Help us. Save us. All right. Am I saved?
You are. Try again.
Take your master creations and share them with friends. Download other characters for your own use or tweak them just the way you like. Collaborate with a friend to create your own dynamic duo cosplay, cowboy and Indian, don't chick play, tag team imagination is limited. Through Initiation Station will be available free on the Xbox 360. And the PlayStation 3 Computer Entertainment, and Windows PC in advance of the release of Saints Row the Third this holiday. As a special bonus, those who pre-order Volition's upcoming Destruction Fest, Red Faction Armageddon, from GAME will be granted exclusive early access to the Saints Row Initiation Station. Players will receive an early access prior to the release of Saints Row the Third this holiday. Red Faction Armageddon is scheduled to release on June 10th. If you ordered Red Faction Armageddon from GAME already, you'll automatically get an early access code. If you haven't, pre-order Armageddon over there at GAME. Yay! I like that whole thing. Yeah, that sounds kind of cool. Make your own tune, dominatrix or sex slave. Cowboy or Indian?
I love how you keep harping on that dominatrix and sex slave thing.
Ninja Pirate.
Mm-hmm. All I know is I think I found my newest obsession, which is Troy. I've been looking at screenshots, and lovely. I know y'all are like, why? I don't know. It's gorgeous. And you know what else I like? I'm just going to share this with you all. I am looking at the classes, and the female armor manages to be sexy. but covers what it's supposed to cover if you were a warrior. Yes.
Ooh.
It's no different than what the guy is wearing, actually. It's just, you know, more, a little bit more catered to us. We have a little bit more of a neckline, you know, kind of show off the girls, but the girls are covered. They're not excessively open. I am impressed, people. Oh, wait a minute. I may have spoken too soon. Oh, no, I'm sorry. The magician, one of the magicians, the mage, she's a little open, but not bad. It's not horrible. She doesn't have on short shorts. So you got a hunter and you got your warrior. Interesting. I will be letting you guys know hopefully over the weekend. Maybe I'll, if I can get to sit down because it is Mother's Day weekend, I will Twitter some stuff for you guys because I am going to play this. Yay. It is about the time for us to go. And since Ginger is in Warble Land, we would try to fit another story in, but Well, I may. I think I can fit this one in real quick. Even though you guys are hating Sony right now, PSP is right now dominating the Japanese hardware sales. Ginger's favorite word. The PSP almost outsold all other formats in Japan last week in the run-up to the opening or the ongoing Golden Week. I want to know what Golden Week is, which is a series of public holidays with 3DS sales still lagging behind, well behind in second place. In the last few shopping days prior to Golden Week, most formats saw an increase in sales despite the lack of any major new software titles. Nonetheless, PSP sales increased by 28,000 units to 77,225, including 251 for the PSP Go.
Yay.
By comparison, the 3DS sales rose by only 5,000 to 28,413 with no software titles in the top 10. PlayStation 3 sales actually rose by a similar amount for the week. The Nintendo DS family of consoles did see a little bit of a rise as well, 3,500 units to 17,138. And the Wii sales are also up again by 3,000, although it is only one software title in the top 50. Oh, wait a minute. I scrolled and lost where I was on my paper.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Although it has one top to 50, which is El Shaddai Ascension of the Metatron at number 14, Xbox sales have more than doubled to 4,082. PlayStation 2 sales also increased by only a few hundred to 1,582. So that's good. Sony, hang in there.
Keep hanging in there. Keep hanging in there.
Hang
you
in
can
there.
Do it. You can do it. Keep your head up. You can do it all night long.
Get off the ropes, Rocky. Come on. I would like to have some Sony music, but I have none. So we're going to, since everybody's going out to see Thor this weekend, maybe you're not. Maybe you need the date for your avatar. Have you been to an AMC theater lately and seen all the food that they've added? This is not good.
I've not.
Well, we have one of the largest theaters here in Houston in the AMC theaters in the country with 30 screens under one roof. It might be more than that. I could be understating. I think it's more than 30. Maybe 30, 40 screens under one roof. And they have added stuff like curly fries and chicken fingers. And
that is never good.
No. I'm saying, can I get an apple or something? Can I get a pack of carrots?
That's right. I ate all my celery last night.
You made me want some celery, and I didn't have any. Did anybody else go to Fable in their head when she said celery? I thought, that's minus one weight.
Corey, you're such a geek. I love you.
I can eat five, and that's minus three weight.
You have never seen my Fable. And you're not going to play Fable.
Oh, you gotta play. If you eat celery, it's something good for you. It makes you slimmer in the game. If you eat bad stuff, your character gets fatter.
Oh, wow. You know,
you didn't pick up City Folk, did you?
No.
Wait, don't do it.
You know, every time you tell me not to do something, you know I'm just gonna do it.
Trying to thank you. That, you know, oh, my week is just unused. That's because you don't have City Folk. Don't do it. I'm crunchy. You'll be fishing all weekend. Your mom will be expecting you for Mother's Day dinner. You will not show because you're fishing. And it's not.
or collecting coconuts.
All right, people, we'll see you guys next week. Hopefully we'll be better mentally, because this week has been hard on us. Say bye, Jitsi.